Hare Krishna. Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anti Leela, Chapter 4, describing Sanatana Goswami's visit to the Lord in Jagannath Puri. This is text 51. In this way, Sanatana Goswami stayed under the care of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would see the wheel on the pinnacle of the Jagannath temple, and he would offer respectful obeisances. Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go there to meet these two stalwart devotees and discuss topics of Krishna with them for some time. The offerings of prasad in the temple of Lord Jagannath were on the highest of levels, the highest of qualities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would bring this prasad and deliver it to both devotees. One day, when the Lord came to meet them, he suddenly began speaking to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatan deha tyage Krishna jadi paye koti deha chaneke tabe chadite poriye. My dear Sanatan, if I could attain Krishna by committing suicide, I would certainly give up millions of bodies without a moment's hesitation. Deha tyage Krishna na pai, paye bhajane. Krishna praptyera upai kona nahi bhakti vine. You should know that one cannot attain Krishna simply by giving up the body. Krishna is attainable by devotional service. There is no other means to attain him. Acts such as suicide are influenced by the mode of ignorance. And in ignorance and passion, one cannot understand who Krishna is. Unless one discharges devotional service, one cannot awaken one's dormant love for Krishna. Bhakti vina Krishna kabu nahi premodai. Prema vina Krishna prapti anya hoite nai. And there is no means to attain him other than awakening that dormant love. Then Mahaprabhu quotes from the 11th canto, the 14th chapter of the Bhagavatam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna said, "My dear Uddhav, neither through Astanga Yoga, the mystic yoga system to control the senses, nor through impersonal monism or an analytical study of the absolute truth, nor through the study of the Vedas, nor through austerities, charity, or acceptance of sannyas can one satisfy me as much as by developing unalloyed devotional service unto me. Measures like suicide are causes for sin. A devotee never achieves shelter at Krishna's lotus feet by such actions. Because of feelings of separation from Krishna, an exalted devotee sometimes wants to give up his life, but such ecstatic love, however, one attains, by such ecstatic love, however, one attains the audience of Krishna, and at that time, he cannot give up his body. One who is deeply in love with Krishna cannot tolerate separation from the Lord. Therefore, such a devotee always desires his own death." Again, quoting from the Bhagavatam, 52nd chapter of the 10th canto. This is Rukmini Devi speaking. "O lotus-eyed one," this is a letter that she wrote to the Lord at the time of her supposed marriage to Shishupal. "O lotus-eyed one, great personalities like Lord Shiva, they desire to bathe in the dust of your lotus feet to drive away ignorance. If I do not get the mercy of your lordship, I shall observe vows to reduce the duration of my life, and thus I shall give up bodies for hundreds of births, if it is possible to get your mercy in that way. O dear Krishna," this is from Bhagavatam 10th canto 29th verse. This is when Krishna had called the gopis for the rasa dance and then sent them away. Tried to send them away. Mahaprabhu quotes again, "O dear Krishna, By your smiling glances and melodious talk, you have awakened a fire of lusty desires in our hearts. Now you should extinguish that fire with a stream of nectar from your lips by kissing us. Kindly do this. Otherwise, dear friend, the fire from within our hearts will burn our bodies to ashes because of separation from you. Thus, by meditation, we shall claim shelter at your lotus feet. Prabhupada says in his purport, all of them, the gopis, having been attracted, the gopis were attracted by Krishna's flute, and this is what Prabhupada says. All of them, being maddened, came to Krishna, but to increase their ecstatic love, Krishna gave them moral instructions to return home. The gopis did not care for these instructions. They wanted to be kissed by Krishna, for they had come there with lusty desires to dance with him. Of course, the lust of the gopis wasn't like the lust of this world. Everything in Koloka Vrindavan, regardless of what it looks like, is for Krishna's pleasure alone. That was my comment. Text 65. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, give up all your nonsensical desires, for they are unfavorable for getting shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Engage yourself in chanting and hearing. Then you will soon achieve the shelter of Krishna without a doubt. The Bengali, the Bangla of that verse is Kabudi Chadiya Kora Shravana Kirtana Acharat Pabe Tabe Krishnera Charat. A person born in a low family, Mahaprabhu continues, because Sanatana Goswami was said, was one of his reasons for feeling depressed enough, seemingly depressed enough to seemingly commit suicide, was that of his low birth and he wouldn't be able to see Lord Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu says, a person born in a low family is not unfit for discharging devotional service to Krishna, Lord Krishna, nor is one fit for devotional service simply because he's born in an aristocratic family of Brahmins. Anyone who takes the devotional service is exalted, whereas a non-devotee is always condemned and abominable. Therefore, in the discharge of devotional service to the Lord, there is no consideration of the status of one's family. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is always unfavorable to the humble and meek, but aristocrats, learned scholars, and the wealthy are always proud of their position. And Mahaprabhu quotes Bhagavatam 7.9.9, the prayers of Prahlad. One may be born in a Brahmin family and have all 12 brahminical qualities, but if in spite of being thus qualified, he's not devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who has a navel shaped like a lotus, he is not as good as a chandal, a dog eater who has dedicated his mind, words, activities, wealth, and life to the service of the Lord. Simply to take birth in a Brahmin family or to have brahminical qualities is not sufficient. One must be a pure devotee of the Lord. Thus, if a swapacho or chandala is a devotee, he delivers not only himself, but his entire family as well. Whereas a Brahmin, who's not a devotee, but simply has brahminical qualifications, cannot even purify himself, what to speak of his family. And how, the question is now, is how to render devotional service? Amongst the ways of executing devotional service, Mahaprabhu says, the 9 prescribed methods are the best, for these processes have the great potency to deliver Krishna and ecstatic love for him. Krishna prema Krishna ditte dare mahashakti. Prabhupada in his purport, I'll just read part of his purport. In the beginning, one has to discharge devotional service according to regulative principles. But gradually, as devotional service becomes one's life and soul, one achieves the most exalted position of ecstatic love for Krishna. Ultimately, Krishna is the goal of life. One need not have taken birth in an aristocratic Brahmana family to attain the lotus feet of Krishna, nor is a person born in a low family unfit to achieve Krishna's lotus feet. And then Prabhupada quotes in the end of the purport, Janmaishwarya Kunti Devi's prayer, Janmaishwarya Sutashibir, Eidamanamada Amada Pumam, Na Eva Arhati Abhidattam Vai Tama Kinshina Gochara. A person who is proud of his birth, opulence, knowledge, and beauty cannot achieve your lotus feet. You are available only to the humble and meek, not to the proud. And then Mahaprabhu continues, of the nine processes of devotional service, the most important is to always chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses, one very easily obtains the most valuable love of God. There's a long purport here. I'll read a little of it, where Prabhupada in his purport glorifies the holy names. He quotes Bhakti Sandarbha, if one becomes humble and meek, he can easily attain the lotus feet of Krishna in this age of Kali. And Prabhupada also, quoting Jiva Goswami, says, therefore, whatever one does in executing devotional service must be accompanied with the chanting of the holy name. Then Prabhupada quotes, O Harinam, this is from Srila Rupa Goswami, his Namastaka. The tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, which are the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Sukadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. And then from Sanatana Goswami, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, all glories to the all-blissful holy name of Sri Krishna, which causes the devotee to give up all conventional religious duties, meditation, and worship. When somehow or another uttered even once by a living entity, the holy name awards him liberation. The holy name of Krishna is the highest nectar. It is my very life and my only treasure. And then quoting Sukadeva Goswami from the first chapter of the second canto. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. And then finally, Prabhupada ends his purport by quoting the Sukshastakam verse, Trinhara Pisuni Chena Turora Pisuni Snuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. And then back to the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or back to hearing Sanatana Goswami's reaction from hearing this, where Mahaprabhu had said that one cannot attain Krishna's lotus feet by suicide, rather by devotional service. And then he had explained that the best method of devotional service of all the Nava Anga devotional service is chanting the holy names. So after hearing this, Sanatana Goswami was exceedingly astonished. He could understand, my decision to commit suicide has not been greatly appreciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami concluded, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who knows everything past, present, and future, has forbidden me to commit suicide. He then fell down, touching the lotus feet of the Lord, and he spoke to him as follows, which we shall hear, Krishna willing, very soon. Hare Krishna.